Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the 8th chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, shortly after the Gospel reading for this day, the 14th and the 16th through the 21st verses. Now the disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they discussed it with one another, saying, "We have no bread." And being aware of it, Jesus said to them, "Why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" I often think that one of the most consoling things in Holy Scripture is the way it frankly tells us how slow the Lord's disciples were to understand him. I don't know about you, but I'm a slow learner, especially when it comes to the things that really matter, and so were the disciples. In the Gospel for this day, we have the wonderful story of how Jesus, with great compassion, fed the hungry multitude, 4,000 people, with a scant 7 loaves and a few small fish. Jesus thereby reveals himself as the one sent by God the Father to bring life to a dying world, a world hungry for mercy and compassion, a falling world groaning under the tyranny of death, as St. Paul said in the epistle for this day. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. To this ruined and dying world, God's eternal Son himself comes as that living bread sent down from heaven to supply our need and more than supply our need. For after the 4,000 had eaten their fill, the disciples took up 7 whole baskets of fragments that still remained. But as we go on in the 8th chapter of St. Mark, we quickly see that the disciples didn't understand. They just didn't get it. For soon after the feeding of the 4,000, when they suddenly discover that they have only 1 loaf of bread among them, they immediately begin to worry about how they'll be fed. And so Jesus, knowing their concern, reminds them not only of his recent feeding of the 4,000, but also the feeding of the 5,000. He asks them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" And they said, 7. And then Jesus said to them, "How is it that you do not yet understand?" Yes, the disciples were painfully slow learners, and so I suspect are we. And what I mean by that is this. Like the disciples, we indeed see what happens in the course of our lives, but we tend to lose sight of the one whose providence directs our lives. As the church says in the appointed prayer for this day, God is the one whose never failing providence orders all things, both in heaven and earth. We taste the food, but we lose sight of the gracious hand that feeds us. Someone has said God is in the details, in all the details, not only in the events we consider great and good, but also in those which seem so trivial to us, in the events and circumstances which humble and trouble us, and in so doing teach us in the school of experience how utterly dependent we in fact are on our Maker. As the psalmist says, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. I love some words which were written by a devout Christian who lived more than 300 years ago. I've shared them with you before, and I share them with you now. And this is what the Christian writer, De Caussade, had to say. All that is done in us, around us, and by us contains and conceals the action of God. If we could pierce the veil, God would show himself to us without ceasing, and we should realize his actions in all that happens to us. To each thing we would say, it is the Lord. And we would find in every circumstance that we had received a gift from God. We should consider all created things as feeble tools in the hands of an all-powerful craftsman, and should easily recognize that we lack nothing, and that God's continued care gives us each moment what is good for us. St. Paul puts it more simply when he writes to the Christians in the city of Philippi, "My God shall supply all your need." Yes, like Jesus' disciples, we are indeed slow learners. And like them, we're often eager to know more than we in fact need to know. Isaiah says, "Truly thou art a God who hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior." And so we see God hidden in the manger, God hidden on the cross, God hidden in the bread and wine of his supper. And yet in that hiddenness, Jesus is our Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, like the disciples, we are slow learners, slow to grasp even what he has shown us of himself, slow to remember, slow to understand. But that does not finally matter. For what finally matters is not that you and I know and understand him, but for what finally matters is not that you and I know and understand God, but that God fully understands and knows us, each and every one, in our ignorance, in our perplexity, in our dying, in our sin, and yet forgives and loves us still, and according to his unsearchable wisdom, supplies all our need. And if our hearts are open to God, and our minds filled with the remembrance of his word, we will eventually come to see the blessing he had in mind, if not in this life, then certainly in the light of eternity, where all our perplexities will be resolved in the peace of his unveiled presence. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.